October 15th, flee and pursue. 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, verses 9 through 11. This is in the CSB. But those who want to be rich fall into temptation, a trap, and many foolish and harmful desires which plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, and by craving it, some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. But you, man of God, flee from these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. There's an old saying that you don't ever see a U-Haul truck behind a hearse. Another saying, when someone asks about how much the recently departed left behind, the answer people are looking for is a monetary amount. The correct answer is they left all of it. Paul sums up these sayings in verse 7 of this chapter by declaring that we brought nothing into the world, and we will take nothing out. Then he goes to warn Timothy about right and wrong pursuits. Paul expressly says that the desire to be rich is a problem. He even spells out the nature of the problem, saying that those wanting to be rich fall into temptation, a trap, and many foolish and harmful desires. These all serve to plunge people into ruin and destruction. Wow, that's very descriptive and very serious. And yet, when was the last time you heard a message about the dangers of wanting to be rich? For many people, wanting to be rich is as American as apple pie and the flag. So it gives. Is it wrong to be rich? Is money the problem? Is having too much money the reason fall away from the Lord? The key words we need to see in our verses for today are want or desire to be rich and the love of money. The love of money is the root of all evil, not money itself. One can have a lot of money and not love it. And a person can have no money, but it consumes their thoughts and guides their life. It's the love, the pursuit of money, and the desire to be rich that causes people to wander off from the faith. We know people who were always all about the money. The ones I know either didn't stay on track with the Lord or had a tepid spiritual life. So what do? Do we turn down raises and look for lower paying jobs? No, I advise against that. What we do is simply what Paul told Timothy. We flee, run away from the desire to be rich and the love of money. We don't allow money and the consuming goal to be rich drive us. Instead, we pursue different goals. We're men and women of God. You do not have to be a preacher to be a man or woman of God. You simply have to be one of God's children with a heart for Him. The pursuits of life are now righteousness, living right before God, godliness, a dedication and consecration to God. Pursue living by faith, not feelings or sight. And love, which will preclude selfishness, keeping in mind that selfishness is often the motive behind the desire to be rich. How many people do you know are pursuing riches so that they can give to their local church and support the kingdom of God? Pursue endurance, staying consistent even in the face of adversity. And pursue gentleness by keeping a teachable, approachable spirit. If we're pursuing these godly qualities, we will not fall into a trap. We will avoid foolish and harmful desires. We'll stay with the faith and will not wander off from following the Lord. Flee and pursue. It's the right thing to do to stay happy in Jesus. Simply flee and pursue. Now, I know that's not the correct words to the song, but it sure makes sense for this devotional. Prayer. Thank you, Lord, that if I will pursue you in your kingdom ways, you will add to my life. I choose to pursue you.